Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise God and good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. So I'm just going to share a brief word with you. I'm going to read briefly from the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk is the fifth to the last book in the Old Testament. It's no problem if you're not familiar with where it is. Look in your little index in the front. That's fine. To see where it is. You see it's the last book in the Old Testament is Malachi, and before that is Zechariah, Haggai, Zephaniah, and Habakkuk. So Habakkuk, skip to the last book in the Old Testament, and we're going to be reading from Habakkuk. Habakkuk is a short book. The whole book of Habakkuk is only three chapters, so you can actually read Habakkuk in one sitting. Okay, so we're going to look at Habakkuk chapter 3. We're going to be reading from the New International Version, Habakkuk chapter 3, and we're going to read a few selected verses. We're going to start with verse 2, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. The prophet Habakkuk is praying to the Lord, and he says, "Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." And then skipping forward to verse 16, he says, "I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights." That last verse we just read, verse 19, in the NIV, in the King James, it says, and some of you may have heard this phrase, in the King James, it says, "The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places." The topic for this brief word today is hinds' feet. Hinds' feet. So as we're reading here in the book of Habakkuk here, the situation is that the Israelites are being terrorized and overtaken by a country called Babylon, which interestingly today is the country, geographically, the country Iraq, but that's another story. So Babylon is terrorizing the Israelites, and the prophet Habakkuk is crying out to the Lord for help. And then over in Habakkuk chapter 2, which is one of bishops frequently used passages, you see that Habakkuk, as he's crying out, says, "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and to what answer when I am rebuked." And so that's one of the reasons why we're here, of course. We're standing, taking a position, standing on ramparts, grabbing a weapon, standing a post. Then he goes on, Habakkuk 2, verse 3, one of my favorite passages you've heard me talk about, where he says, "For the revelation," as he's waiting for the word from God, "for the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will surely come and will not delay." So he's waiting for a word, and he knows that the revelation is going to come, the situation is going to change. But in the verse that we read in chapter 3, chapter 18, he's not denying the situation. He knows the situation is dire and bleak. And if we read in chapter 3, verse 16, we see that there's troubles there, and that's those troubles perhaps parallel some of the things that are going on in our time. So he says, and of course that was an agrarian agricultural society back then. And back then he says the fig tree is not budding. There's no grapes on the vine. There's no olives. The olive crops are failing. The fields are not producing food. There's the sheep. There's no sheep in the pen. The cattle are not in the stall. So there's fear. There's trouble. In our times, we note that Merrill Lynch has folded. Bank of America is in trouble. Lehman Brothers no longer exists. AIG is all washed up. Linens and Things has left and gone. General Motors has filed bankruptcy. The Sharper Image has lost its image and disappeared. Circuit City has short-circuited. CompUSA is completely vanished. The Boston Globe is being sold again. Layoffs are looming. Unemployment rates are high. Foreclosures are continuing in the subprime and now moving to the prime market for folks who previously had perfect credit records. But unemployment, difficult times have hit them. These are serious times, and the armies of our recessionary Babylon are pillaging throughout the land. Difficult times. But in verse 18 of chapter 3, the prophet Habakkuk is not denying the reality of all this. He says, yet, I'm not denying that all this is true. The grapes, the olives, the sheep, the cattle is jacked up. Lehman, Bank of America is jacked up. I'm not denying any of that. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
In other words, he's saying, God is indeed my Savior, and he will save me in the midst of these difficulties. He didn't say, then look, boom, poof, look, all the grapes are back on the tree. Look, boom, poof. He didn't say that. He said, despite all that, yet, I will praise him, I will rejoice, because I know that he will provide. And then he goes on in verse 19, he says, the sovereign Lord is my strength. And in the King James, he said, he will make my feet like hinds feet and will make me to walk upon high places. Make me walk on high places, giving me feet. Now a hind is just a word which means the female of a red deer. So the female is a hind, the male is a stag. And what's interesting about this type of deer is that they live on the mountainside, and they are able to go up, if you will, the rough side of the mountain. It's the old song to say, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. And they are able to navigate because God has given them that ability in their feet to leap and to jump from boulder to boulder, from crevice to crevice, soaring over that landslide, avoiding catastrophe, jumping into that rock. They haven't been transported to a luscious oasis in Palm Springs somewhere. They're still on the mountain, but God has given them the ability to survive going up the mountain, going up the rough side of the mountain. It's interesting. Bishop points out from time to time, well, you think about going up the rough side of the mountain. Well, in reality, that's the only side of the mountain you could go up. If the mountain were smooth, there'd be nothing to hold on to. But because it's rough, actually, that gives you some purchase, some place for you to climb. And so God is giving Habakkuk and his people, and by extension, God is giving us hind's feet, the feet of a deer, so that we can leap, jump, survive, thrive in the midst of our mountain. In closing, there was a book written, many of you know, back in 1979 by Hannah Herd called Hind's Feet on High Places. And it was an allegory, which is a fable, which typically uses animal characters to paint a moral picture. And in this allegory, this fable, Hind's Feet on High Places, which is taken from this passage, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 19, the main character is named much afraid. And much afraid has difficulty and fear navigating the landscape of her life. And I won't go through all the details of it, but in the end, much afraid awakes in the high places as she has been transformed. She's called by the shepherd as she realizes she's able to leap out of her canyon with her new, transformed, powerful hind's feet. She has been changed from having her clumsy, stumbling, fearful feet into having these nimble hind's feet. And the shepherd fulfills his covenant with her and, in fact, gives her a new name, renames her from much afraid to grace and glory. Grace and glory. And bestows upon her the divine love that has blossomed in her heart. And he also transforms, she had been collecting some common stones in memory of various sacrifices she had made along the way, and he transformed those into jewels from which to fashion her heavenly crown. And finally, she has been struggling throughout the whole allegory with some companions called sorrow and suffering, and the Lord transforms and renames those companions, calling them now joy and peace. And despite the lessons that the newly named Grace and Glory and her companions learn in the high places, they not only conquer the high places, but they don't just escape off to vacation, but they decide that their new responsibility is to help others to reach the high places as well. So as we work and struggle with the Babylons in our life, whatever your situation might be, know that the Lord is going to give you hind's feet, the feet of a deer, so that you can nimbly survive and thrive in your mountain. And as the prophet Habakkuk said, we can say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will be joyful in God my Savior. For the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Be blessed. 1, 2, 3.